Blog Talk Radio.
Too short.
Yeah, it's your man, Boss Hog.
This is your boy, Ace the Rock.
Yo, this is John Legend. What's up, man? This is your boy, Real C.
This is your man, Chad, representing the North Coast, Indiana, TripleplatinumMonica.com. Show your three queens the movement. You know how they do it. Holler.
Yo, it's your girl, Ashley. That's live in the building, and we're live on Street Queens the Movement. And we basically have a hot show tonight. Street Queens definitely providing an outlet for young ladies, young women, you know, just to talk about different issues that we face every day in our lives. Tonight we're supposed to be spotlighting a young lady by the name of Maya B that actually is, you know, world famous for the show, The Round Table. And it's definitely a hot joint, and you could definitely check it out on YouTube. And it's sponsored by It's50.com. And you know, she's the hot dominant female in the group with two young gentlemen that she shares the show with. And we're gonna talk to her about, you know, her experiences in the industry, and you know, and spotlighting her as a strong woman doing what she's doing in the industry. And along with that, we're going to talk about basically how to move on from a bad relationship, whether it's a bad business relationship, whether it's a bad, you know, relationship with you and a man, you know, how to move on from a bad relationship, you know. But other than that, we definitely want to thank our sponsors, Diverse Media Group, LLC, and also OhanaShop.com, and we're going and E2K Magazine. Definitely going to go ahead and go to the lines and see if we have any of our beautiful queens live on the show in a few seconds. What's up? Peace, queen. Peace, 917.
Peace, queen, peace.
Peace, peace. Is this the wonderful president of Street Queens, the movement, Emma of E2K Magazine?
It is I would have to not say a lie. It is I.
How you doing today, Emma?
Man, trying to keep the spirits up like always, and, you know, and doing my therapy session every Thursday on Street Queens, the movement. You already know.
That's what it is, man. We're supposed to have Maya B live on the show from the round table. She's supposed to be coming through and checking us and everything. But, you know, before we get into anything anyway, you know, you got any couple of shout-outs or anything you want to put out there?
I just want to shout out my family, my kids, everybody that knows me, everybody that I know, because if I start saying names and I don't mention somebody, why are you always trying to get me in trouble? Why are you trying to put me on the spot? You know, peace out to everybody that know me and, you know, and that I know.
That's what it is. That's what it is. And I just want to shout out all of our listeners that continue to support Street Queens, the movement, and, you know, the everything that we got going on over here. So basically, like I said, we're going to talk about, you know, how to move on from a bad relationship. How do you move on from a bad relationship, a sad relationship, whether it's business, you know, whether it's business, whether it's if it's a personal relationship, how do we move on? You know, some people feel like, you know, it's the end of their world, you know, and different things like that. But, you know, it's not the end of the world because you've gone through worse. So how do we move on from a bad relationship? That's the question of today. And another, this one is kind of like, this is another thing that we wanted to discuss was, a lot of ladies were online. I threw a question out there, you know, what exactly is sexy? You know, what is considered sexy to you? You know, but we're going to go into that in a few seconds. But like I said, we're going to have Maya B live on Lush Radio Online in a few seconds and stuff. So we're going to go into the line and see who we have on the line right now. We got a caller from the block number. You're live on Street Queens, the movement. Peace. Caller from the block number, you're live on Street Queens, the movement. Peace.
They probably just listen, or they probably don't understand the topic. Let them know the topic.
they might be listening. Okay, caller from the block number. We appreciate you. That's why I said callers, when you call in, make sure you press 1 so you can speak. Okay, peace. Emma, how do you feel about, you know, that, you know, moving on, you know, from, you know, a relationship, you know, after it's gone sour, you know, do you stick in? Do you try to still on, try to keep on reaching back to it to see if it can work? Or do you just eliminate everything and you just start off fresh and just start over, you know? And when you do the process, is it hard? Is it easy? How do you feel about it? Have you ever experienced a situation? Well, I know we've all experienced it, but tell us about it. How do we move on from a relationship that's gone sour?
This is a hot topic. I think we've all definitely experienced that in one relationship or another, whether it be a relationship, you know, from a partner or a friend and stuff like that, from young, you know, we go back to the junior high school days when you go and you go hang out with another friend and you're called the flat lever and, you know, stuff like that. It starts from there. But, you know, any relationship that you've invested time and emotions to it is always gonna be difficult, you know. But you always got to outweigh the reason why, you know, for the separation. So if the reason for the separation of that relationship is one that's going to be a healthy one, is one that's going to be a positive and productive one, then that's the way you have to see it, so the separation won't hurt that much. But if you're concentrating only on the good things while you're looking in the mirror with a black eye, then you just answered yourself. You know you're not supposed to be in that relationship. So, you know, you basically have to judge it on how it would affect you, you know, in any future. You know, most people would say, like Don on Facebook hit me up and said, you know, on to the next. You know,
Definitely on to the next one.
Yes,
and that's real talk right
that.
There. And if you're just joining us right now, we're going to be having a wonderful and beautiful Maya B live on the show from the round table. She's going to be discussing to us, you know, as her being a strong, powerful woman dealing with two men as her co-host on the show, the round table. We're going to be talking to her in a few, but right now we're talking about basically how do you move on from a sour relationship, relationships gone bad, whether it's business or whether it's personal. How do you move on? How do you adjust? You know, let's talk about that. And then we're going to also talk about, the other thing, you know, what is sexy? What's the definition of sexy? Because, you know, society states that, you know, sexiness is what they see. We see on TV, you know, the skinny model and this, that, and the third. What exactly is sexy? And what's the difference between sexy and cute, you know? Not everybody that's cute can be sexy, you know? So let's talk about that. We're going to be talking about that. But like I said, like moving on, you know, moving on from relationships can be very difficult, you know, when it comes to that, because a lot of, like you said, a lot of people devote a lot of, you know, time, emotions, you know, effort, you know, a lot of patience, you know, and even money into a relationship, you know, and you can't recoup that, you know, once a relationship's gone sour. You know, sometimes, you know, it might take a lot out of you, but you have to pick yourself up and you have to continue to move on and press on with your relationship of just yourself. You have to know yourself and get to know yourself a little bit more, because sometimes we get into relationships and we really don't know who we truly are, and we jump into relationships trying to find completion in ourselves. And we don't, because we're basically not together. So, like I said, know yourself first before you jump into a relationship. And the process is basically, hey, try to focus more on yourself first. And it's going to take step by step in order for you to get to where you need to be and from dealing with a sour relationship. Whether it's a business relationship, hey, we all say in business, you know, let's not burn bridges. But at the end of the day, if it's something that's just out of your hands, you know, just remember that at the end of the day, they're going to have to come back to you at the end of the day, because everybody knows everybody in some way. So you just got to pick up the pieces and keep moving and on to the next one. And that's what it is when it comes to, you know, moving on, you know, from relationship. Everything is hard. It's not, and nothing in life is easy. So don't think that it's easy. Not at all, you know.
It's not even easy starting the relationship to begin with.
Mhm. Which is definitely the truth. It's not easy at all. So, you know, it's definitely a situation that we have to definitely work on, you know, as we grow. And then, you know, as a younger person, it might be easy, because, you know, you deal with situations and you just move on fast, because, you know, you're not really looking for too much of a commitment. But as you get older, you know, it's a lot, because you put so much into it, you know, especially if you're a person that, it's like a Pisces like us, we love very hard, so we put our everything into it, you know, and, yeah. You know, and then, you know, we have to pick up the pieces.
Yeah. It's not easy. So. It's not easy being chasing.
Real talk, you know, that's definitely what it is. We're going to go ahead and go to a quick song real quick, and we're going to come back and talk more about, you know, moving on, and then we're going to jump into what exactly is sexy. What is the definition of sexy? The society put a whole big emphasis on exactly what sexy is. So we're going to talk about that in a few, talk about what is sexy. But we just talked about, you know, relationships, you know, how can we basically move, you know, and just, you know, pick ourselves up from a relationship that's gone bad, whether it's a business relationship or anything, you know. So we're going to talk about that and everything in a few.
Yeah, callers, you can still call in and get, you know, jump in on and give us your opinion and, you know, your experiences. We're here live, ready and ready and well to listen.
So make sure you call in and talk to us about how do you feel about, you know, just moving on from a side relationship, whether it's personal or business. And we're also going to have the wonderful Maya B from the Roundtable live on the show in a few. But I will go ahead and go to a quick song, and we'll be back. Once I see you on the line, we'll be back on the show. So I'm going to go ahead and play a song real quick, and we'll be right back on Lush Radio Online.
See this right here? I know y'all ain't ready for this. Mia X, Brandy.
I'm a work in progress. I'm a seed growing into a flower. I'm a stone that's rising. I'm getting stronger with every hour. And God knows I ain't perfect. Tell me who in the world is. All I know is that I'm searching.
Right now on Street Queens, the movement. always young women, always trying to basically help our community and definitely help the diverse needs of the people in our community. And, you know, they got The View, we got the panel. And we're live on the line with our president, the one and only, Emma of E2K Magazine, and we have our girl Ebony live on the line with us also. Peace, Queen.
Peace, Queen. How y'all doing this evening?
Peace. We were talking about, you know, basically how to move on from a sour relationship, whether it be business or personal. How do we move on from that? And in a couple, we're also going to talk about the definition of sexy. What exactly is sexy? And is that sexy versus cute? So let's talk about that. What do you feel about moving on from a sour relationship? How do you?
I look at it in a positive way. I just think that, you know, God reveals things to you and people reveal themselves to you, and appreciate the fact that you were able to learn about this stuff, you know, sooner than later. And look at it as a positive instead of a negative.
That's true. That's definitely true. That's definitely true. Have you ever had a situation where it was sour, it was so sour, it took you, like, a while for you to get yourself back into Ebony mode?
I don't really say it took me a while to get over it and get back to myself, because I'm always me. I would basically say sometimes the situations occur to where we don't understand things, and everything is not meant for us to understand. So I go by a code of sometimes when we don't understand, we're not meant to understand it, and God will reveal it to us when we're ready to actually we're actually able to accept it. And, I mean, to get over the situation, yes, you know, it takes time, but, you know, every day is a new day. So you just go, you know, just go with it from that aspect.
What would you recommend some of the things that some, you know, some women should, women or even men should do to, you know, to try to, you know, cope with dealing with a sour relationship, whether it's business or whether it's personal?
First, you got to look at it as a positive, you know. There's a reason why it happened. There's a reason why people reveal themselves to you and show the kind of snakes that they are and appreciate that. So I would say mostly look at it as a good thing, you know, because further down the line, when things start to get, you know, better, it's better to know who the snakes are in the beginning than to find out later on in life. So I just say look at it as a good thing and find a positive out of every negative.
Okay.
That's what it is. That's what it is. And Emma, do you want to touch more on what she was talking about?
I mean, you know, like Ebenezer says, I mean, it's easy for us to say, of course, after the experience, to say that, you know, take it on a positive note. But a lot of people get really, really get caught up emotionally, and they don't see really past the hurt. But it always gets better, always, always, always. Even if you don't see that light, you know, after the tunnel or whatever, I'm telling you from a woman that's passed through it back and forth, it always gets better, always, always, always. You know, those that believe in God, you know, pray on it. You know, God puts people in our path for reasons, and even for seasons. Sometimes they're just supposed to be there, you know, to guide us through something that we were going through, and we needed that particular person to help us out. It doesn't mean that they're going to remain in our lives forever. So, you know, our life is a constant change. And with that change, there's going to be change of people in our lives, you know, friends, coworkers, neighbors. So, you know, life is just a constant change, and you just got to adapt to change. And because otherwise you're going to be hurting for a real long time.
That's what it is. That's what it is. I definitely, we're talking about that. I think we actually have our guest live on the line, Miss Maya B of the Round Table, beautiful young lady, very talented, very funny also. She's live on the line, so we're going to bring her live on the line. And, ladies, we're going to ask her a couple of questions, definitely spotlighting her as being a strong boss in what she does. And we're going to also, you know, talk to her about, you know, moving on from solid relationships. Greetings, Maya. How you doing today? Peace,
hey,
queen.
Good. How are you guys doing?
Great.
I've been listening, so it's very interesting, the topics tonight.
That's what it is. That's what it is. We're very, very, very honored and happy to have you on the show. Let's go ahead and give you some Street Queen love, baby.
I love it. Yeah.
We need you to be inspired and put in love.
Wow, that's a lot of clapping. I love that.
You feel that? You feel that?
Yes. Love.
Yeah, Maya, we definitely love you on here. I got my beautiful queens on here, Ebony representing the California area, and Emma.
Hey, Ebony.
Hi.
How you doing?
Emma of E2K Magazine representing the Philly area, but originally from Bronx, New York, live on the line.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Peace, queen, welcome.
It is. They got the view, but we got the panel of female bosses, and, you know, we wanted to spotlight you. Thanks
you
to cookies,
no,
you doing all you do. Definitely. But before we get into it, you got any shout-outs or anything, Maya?
Oh, me? Definitely want to shout you guys out for doing your thing and, you know, inviting me to be a part of it. Definitely appreciate that, so...
Give me your Twitter so I could Twitter while you're doing your interview.
Oh, my Twitter is at Maya the B, M-A-Y-A the B.
A-Y-A the B?
Yeah, M-A-Y-A.
The B.
Yeah, yep, the B.
That's what it is. They definitely going haywire on a Twitter right now and everything. You know, we going ham. But Maya, man, you know, tell us, you know, what inspired you? Because you have your show, The Round Table, you know, with two young gentlemen, and you're the strong woman in there. You hold your ground in there with them two testosterone men over there, man. You hold it down over there, Maya. Tell us, you know, what got you started in the whole, you know, field of getting into the industry and stuff like that, and tell us how you came about, you know, doing the whole Round Table situation.
Okay, well, just like a crash story, my sister was actually, my younger sister was signed in the music industry a few times, and I kind of got into just dealing with industry folks from that end, and I went to school for communications and marketing, so I started interning at the radio station in Boston where I grew up, and then I came here, and I started writing for Hip Hop Weekly and All Hip Hop, and tried to get myself out there as much as possible in the journalistic world so I could, I guess earn my respect out there as a credible journalist. And then I started Kitty Radio with another female. And after Kitty Radio, I evolved into the Roundtable Show with Lenny S., who's the VP of A&R at Def Jam, and Big Light, the triple OG of our show. So that's basically a crash course in the Round Table Show.
That's what it is. That's what it is. And you guys are definitely, you are funny. You are hilarious. You are definitely hilarious and funny on that show. And you definitely balance those two men out, you know, being a strong woman that you are. And I'm going to go ahead and throw it to the lovely ladies on the panel, and then we'll open up the lines for questions. I'm going to go ahead and let my girl, Emma, go ahead and take it off.
Oh. All right, first of all, I'm going to first ask you maybe something that's a little dumb, but I think I misspelled your Twitter. M-A-Y-T-H-E-B-E?
M-A-Y-A-T-H-E-B.
Okay, I missed the A.
Yeah,
all right,
yeah,
sorry.
Yeah, not like
all right. How do you feel being in the show? Because I know I've done like a lot of hostings, and events and all that, and I'm always hosting, you know, always my co-hosts are always either one more gentleman or two. And it almost feels like I got to be constantly, you know, standing up for the women and all that because they want to come at me bashing. So being that you're in a show with two other male co-hosts, how do you feel? Do you feel that, you know, that you're repping for the women? Do you feel that they're coming at you or that they're respecting you more for you standing your ground?
I think, like, I get respect because I never allow anyone to talk to me crazy. Like, even my co-host, like, Light sometimes will get out of pocket, but I'll straight kill him and he learns for the rest of the show never to say anything to me crazy because I'll just come through and annihilate him. So I don't ever let any man try and put me in my place because I know what my place is. I don't need any guy telling me, you know, this is what you need to do. Like, as women, we need to create our own individuality without, you know, a man. I hate ever, like, giving credit to a man for putting me on or whatever. So I always just make sure that I'm, as a person, just standing up for myself. And you have to have morals and ethics that you, you know, you stick with, because a lot of women will be like, yeah, I don't, you know, I only fuck with you. So some crazy shit or whatever, and then you see them with some bum-ass dude taking the train. Like, so you know that a lot of these people in the industry, not even women, are totally fake and they're game. They just talk a great game, but really, like, they're really not about what they speak. So it's just all about standing up for yourself and not letting anybody, you know, throw you off your game. So that's what I do. Focus.
That's peace.
That's what it is. That's what it is. I'm going to throw it to Ebony. Ebony, you have a question for Maya?
Yes, Maya. What's one of the hardest adversities that you had to deal with dealing with the media and getting to where you are at this point in time?
Well, for me, like, I think for me it's taking me longer to make it, because I'm doing it the right way. And I think that people that do it the right way, you know, it sometimes takes us a longer, you know, period to reach our goals, but we're doing it in a credible and reputable type of way. Like, I could go be in some fucking video and fuck some rappers and stuff like that, maybe get myself to the next, you know, level for a moment, but, you know, when you don't earn something, you're not going to hold that position for long. So, you know, I would just say that that's probably, you know, one of the biggest things, just as women in general. Like, that whole sleeping your way to the top thing is not in. Like, that shit kills a woman these days. Like,
yeah.
You don't want to be talked about in the industry at all like that. So, did I answer your question? I'm sorry. I want to stop it. Like,
no. I could tell you're passionate in that, and I so agree with everything that you just said. I mean, but with all due respect, it's a family show, so let's bleep the curtain.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Other than that, you're great.
Okay, I'm used to cursing on my show because it's like a whole bunch of dirty men, so I'm like, I'm so crazy. But I'm sorry.
But you can tone it down here with the ladies and the family, you know, the family and ladies, and, you know, we encourage everybody to listen so we don't. You know, but it's all good though, and I definitely I'm just loving hearing, you know, talk because it's like it's the truth. What you're saying is the truth. You're really bringing out a lot of truth that unfortunately people are not really listening to. They want to be listening to that make believe stuff, and all that shines ain't gold. You know what I mean?
Right. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
That's the thing. That's real tough. But Maya, like on a Friday show, you know, where we get buck wild, you know, sometimes you can go ham. But you can go ham. You can be one of our judges for, you know, some of this music and stuff. But we try to keep it at least. Sometimes we slip up, though. We ain't perfect. But if you know what I'm saying, we try to keep it PG-13.
All
and
right,
stuff.
Now I know that this was PG-13. I can do PG-13.
Yeah.
I mean, but you didn't know, so there's no, you know, it, I mean, it is what it is.
Yeah. But like I said, I'm just proud of, like, you know, everything that, you know, you've done as a woman, you know, and holding your ground in advancement to get where you need to be. Doing interviews, because, you know, you guys done a lot of interviews. What do you feel was the biggest one for you?
For me, mm-hmm. Absolutely loved the Jada Kiss interview, because Jada is just, like, one of my favorites, and he just, like, when you have a conversation, like, when we had our conversation, at first Lenny was like, oh, he's an asshole. He's not, oh, see, great, I just cursed again.
He's a donkey.
Exactly. This guy was a donkey, and he's not going to be open, and he's not going to answer questions. But Jada was, like, so open, and it's all about what questions you ask and how comfortable you make the guest. And
mm-hmm.
that's definitely, you know, just because I'm really a huge hip-hop fan. Like, I'm an 80s baby. I grew up in this. Like, it's not just, you know, oh, I have some fascination, you know, with black guys or something, like a lot of other girls in the industry, white girls, whatever. They're like, oh, anything, you know, whatever, you know, but I actually, like, know I know a lot of hip-hop because, you know, that's really what gave me my personality and my whole, I hate saying swag, but, you know, I feel like I got swag from Jay-Z growing up listening to, like, all his music and stuff. Like, I felt like that really shaped me as a woman. So, I don't know what I was talking about. But, oh, yeah.
You were talking about your biggest interview. And you said Jada was the biggest one for you. That's the one that you enjoyed the most. And stuff, talking to Jay, because I know sometimes, even when I do the regular show, and, you know, sometimes we have, you know, our perception of what we think the people are going to be like, you know, oh man, you know, as much as he's done, you know, he could be a, you know, a donkey, you know, he might not answer questions, or he might just give me a hard time. But, you know, a lot of them are just real regular people, and they, like, really chill. And, you know, that's the astonishing part when you actually interview them, and they, like, so cool. You're like, wow, I can really hang out with this person. This person's really cool.
You know, be the donkeys. It'd be the managers that do all that stuff. You know,
exactly.
Like the managers, sometimes even the publicists. Like, you got to deal with them, and they get so crazy that you right away think, wow, this artist must be, like, even more crazy if they're like that. You know, and it'd
right.
be the opposite. It'd be the opposite.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it's the worst when they have been off the radar for years and they still act Hollywood like they don't need the interview. It's funny. So, I mean, we face a lot of challenges being, you know, journalists and interviewers and stuff. Like, people don't like to, you know, they want to look bigger than they are. That's what hip-hop is all about, is creating the illusion, you know? So
yeah.
I
wow.
think
that's really,
yeah, that's the biggest part right there. Screws everybody up, but anyway.
It is trying to look good on with the strobe light, but once they turn that light on, it's like, ah, I didn't know you had all those dents.
That is so funny.
And Maya, another quick question, Maya. With you know, the industry itself, if you could pick the industry apart, what things would you extract and remove, and
wow.
things that keep?
God, I would extract skinny jeans. No, I would extract,
oh, yes.
like, yeah, like, really, though, on men. Like, I don't really want to see skinny jeans on men. No, but, like, really, I would extract all the BS that's going on, because I feel like instead of focusing on music these days, we're more focused on, you know, the image and the whole gimmick of an artist. And usually these people can't even hold an album. You don't even want to get the album because it's, like, just disappointing how they're all a cliche. It's everything is, you know, the microwave music. What the masses think we want, I think that's what really screws us up and screws up, you know, the music industry, is that there's not enough real people working, not even artists. There's a lot of real artists out there, but there's not A&Rs anymore. The executives are just looking for who has the most ringtones downloaded. It's not, you know, it's all about a prepackaged person, not about building, you know, somebody and taking a chance on someone who, you know, you believe in. They might not have, you know, 5,000 followers on Twitter, but they might be, like, super talented. And I think that's missing from the whole industry. So,
especially there's no more artist development. You know, back
exactly.
in the days, it was artist development where there was, you know, true artists, true long-lasting legend artists. And they took that away, and, well, you already see what's happened.
Exactly. Exactly.
That's real talk. I'm going to go ahead and throw it to Emma. Emma, you got another question for Maya?
Let's see what I would ask. You got a lot of good questions in. Let me see. Okay, here we go. Here we go. Here we go. I'm going to do a twist. All right. If Hollywood called you and said they wanted to make a movie on your life, but they wanted to make it as a cartoon character, and you had to select the name, you had to select a power that you have, you know, that this character, the cartoon character, has to have, and what the character is wearing, what would that be?
Well, I'd have to be a sexy, sexy superhero type looking chick, definitely. Maya the Bee, what a great, that's a hero name, damn it. I have to make that a hero name. But I would definitely
what would be, your power?
Be, my power would be, I would say, like just strength. Just being like, just as women, we're always looked at as the weaker sex, but I would like to be strong, like just super strong powers, you know, lifting cars up and whatnot, like that. I'll take that.
Superwoman action.
Yes, exactly.
Superwoman, that's what it is. That's what it is. Ebony,
oh, no.
Ebony, you got a question for Maya before we go ahead and get into our topic with Maya also, so we can get her deep jewels and drop some jewels for us?
Yes, Maya. I would like to know what type of organizations do you sponsor, or are you a part of any, you know, community activities?
Well, I definitely contribute to, like, UNICEF, and I really, honestly, like, I think it's super important for you to start within your community, because we always, I think people always are like looking for charities and things like that, but there's a lot of people in your own neighborhood that need help. And if you can, you know, even little things like giving somebody a meal or trying to, you know, set somebody up with a job, things like that, I think are missing in our communities. There's not that many people, you know, doing that, because it's harder than just going online and, you know, giving a donation. And some people, you know, don't even give donations. So I really, like, I don't go to, like, you know, I'm not a church person or anything, but I care about the human race. And I sometimes think, like, what am I doing in this stupid industry? There's so much more things out there in the world that we need to fix than me talking about gossip. So, I mean, I definitely am a humanitarian and try and help anybody, you know, that I can, that's deserving. So that's what I do.
Well, you need to come on board with the Street Queens then.
Okay. Anything.
Definitely come. We're going to start. I'm already started the first women's conference with the young teenage, young girls to talk about it.
Yeah,
female guests
really
to talk with the young teens, and we're going to have our women's conference to discuss different issues and stuff too.
Yeah, ending of June, we're going to have it in New York City. So definitely, off the air, you give us all your information and stuff, and we'll definitely stay in contact. And we invite you every Thursday when you have a chance to come on in, call in, you know, talk with us with the topics and all that. We, you know, we hear all women trying to just do positive things and really get off that cattiness stuff where, you know, the women are not supporting each other. We're really
right.
trying to really break that barrier. So, you know, we invite all women. They don't even have to be business women, just women in general. We know you go through it like hard. Just call in and get involved with all the things we do. We do a lot of
okay.
community stuff. We give back. You know, we give back so much, it's incredible. So all we ask is just join us in the movement, you know, Street Queens the movement. We feel every woman is a queen, and you're out there in the streets always repping. So Street Queens the Movement, that's who we are.
Love it. Yeah. I love that. That sounds beautiful, like a beautiful thing to be a part of. So I'm definitely on board.
Definitely. We got to go and recruit it offline.
That's so funny.
Well, definitely. Ebony, the other thing that I wanted to ask you also, Maya, is if you had any kind of advice for these young ladies or even young men getting into industry, what kind of advice would you tell them in regards to just business and their different ventures that they're trying to get into?
I would say that your most valuable work in life is what you're not going to get paid for. And in the beginning, if you really want it, you will do everything you can to get into this business, interning at labels, you know, internet, like, marketing and promo, getting yourself, because the internet is obviously the new wave, you know, and if you can get yourself familiar with the blogs and who's posting what and just really get yourself educated from the ground up about what your craft is, because, you know, people want to jump, skip steps and this and that and, you know, or whatever. And in order to really be good and make it, you really have to put yourself in positions to leverage yourself to where you want to be. And unfortunately, in this industry, because everybody wants to use and get you for free and for this and that, you know, you have to do it in the beginning or you're not going to get the experience that you need to make it to the next level. So definitely, you know, interning, I'm still doing stuff like that for people just because I want to show somebody, hey, listen, I can do it. Trust me. Like, I'll show you. Like, this industry is show and prove. If you're just a talker, which everybody, you know, unfortunately, the majority of these people are talkers. Everybody can sell you, you know, a dream, but in the end of the day, it's really all about you and who you position yourself with and the people you surround yourself with. So that would be my number one advice.
Wow, man, that was some good advice right there. That was awesome. Definitely, Maya. Go, Maya. Go, Maya.
I'm a street queen, so don't make me start. I have my, like, hand in the air over here.
For real. We're live right now. Just joining us with Maya B, the beautiful and intelligent young lady, host of the Round Table. She's live with us, gracing us with her presence. And we're talking to her and discussing.
If people want to listen to the Round Table, how can they tune in and listen?
Well, you can catch us. We air our show on thisis50.com. So we are usually air the show on Saturdays, but it's kind of sporadic over there because we have so much content right now. So we've been, you know, we just did a Tahari video yesterday. We interviewed Tila Tequila, who was a complete nutbag, but it was interesting, but she's definitely a weirdo. But, yeah, so you guys could go on there. This is 50. And I also have a girls show on Friday nights. It's called The Syndicate. And you guys should come up and tell us, you know, if you're in New York, you can come up and just, like, so we can spread the whole movement around and, you know, see who else is interested out there as well. Because it's really time for us to take over. Like, why not women? Like, why is it not our turn? Like, we really...
2010, that's it.
Exactly. definitely. And it's definitely our time, man. We've been going on like 2 years strong, you know. And, you know, Emma's the president. She's the vet. And all my beautiful ladies definitely support from every state. And the thing about it is, like, if you're part of the sisterhood, say you in California, you might can crash at Ebony House, you know what I'm saying, because she's your queen, your sister, you know.
Right.
You in the DMV, you come crash in my crib. You don't need a hotel. We got you.
My mansion is open in Philly.
Well, that's what it's about, man. Supporting one another, man. You should never have to worry or about anything because you got queens that got your back for real. Like, this is a real sisterhood, seriously. And we definitely would be honored to have you on board and definitely, you know, come when we do our conferences, you know, to speak because you have, you know, a lot of knowledge about a lot of different things. And we touch on a lot of different topics on the show and stuff. And definitely, you know, we'd be honored, you know, any one of us that's in New York to come and check you out. Out there. Maybe
yeah.
We just set a
it'd
date.
It'd probably be me. I'm always over there. So it
might be Emma, or we can set a date where, you know, all of the ladies can actually meet you up there on a Friday and come and check you out and stuff.
Definitely. And come to the roundtable show if anybody's in town Wednesday. We usually have the building and stuff. Like, definitely Cookies
oh, wow.
Would put
we
me on to you guys.
Me and Lush were in New York like 2 weeks ago on a Wednesday. We would have known that. Wow, right, Lush?
Yeah, we was at Sofas and stuff and everything that night in the Bronx and everything.
Oh.
I wish we would have known that.
I'm sorry. Yeah, definitely any Wednesday it's open. Like, you guys, anybody can come through and check it out. It's like a good little networking place, you know. Definitely come through when you are in the area. It's always open.
That's what's up, man. Yo, we need to give Maya an imaginary hug, like an invisible hug. Let's hug her.
I know.
Oh. Hey, that's tight. Let her breathe.
Sorry. That was so funny. Thank you, guys. I really appreciate it. I appreciate the love, and I reciprocate the same love to you guys and anything, you know, that I can do and stuff like that. Just, you know, let me know.
Follow me on Twitter. E2K underscore magazine. I already got you. Follow me on Twitter.
Okay, so, wait, what magazine is it?
E2K
magazine.
E, the number two, the letter K, which stands for Everything to Know About Women. That's what's up.
Oh.
That's how we're doing it.
So, I love that.
E2K magazine at Venetia on Twitter, but we'll put it all in the chain on Twitter so you can see all the women on there, so you can just follow him and stuff, and definitely everybody on there, and we'll definitely I'm following you also, and shout out to Cookie actually for setting up this interview and stuff, and we got a caller from the block line. Let's see if they got a question for you, Maya, before we get into
Tina Fortune hit us up on the Twitter asking us what happened to her. So I told her we're back.
Yeah, Tina Fortune is our financial guru for young ladies and single mothers out there, and she definitely comes on every Thursday to talk about finances and how to definitely, you know, support ourselves and in these hard times. She should be coming on a little bit later, but we got a caller from the block number. Caller from the block number, do you have a question for Miss Maya B?
It's Cookie.
What's up, Cookie?
Hey, Maya.
Wait, Cookie, I just want to tell you something real quick. I thought when we first talked on Twitter, I thought you were this crazy chick, Cookie. I thought you were somebody else until I put it to, and I was like, oh, this is totally. So I think, like, in the beginning, I was like, uh-oh. I thought that you were the crazy Cookie, but you're, like, the dope Cookie. So we're on the same page.
We got the dope Cookie on the street,
the
queen.
What made you think that, though?
Because I only know one Cookie, and I was like, and you reached out to me, so I was like, oh, this is probably this girl that I, you know, she did all kinds of, like, credit card scams and stuff, so I was like, nah, I'm good, like, at first. But now I realized, like, I asked my friend who also knows her, and I showed your picture, and he was like, oh, no, that's not, I was like, oh, okay, don't. So I don't have to worry about any credit card scams or any craziness like that.
Oh, my God.
Sorry, Cookie.
Cookie left that life alone. Cookie left that life alone. She lives a new life now.
Sorry.
We
that's
love
so
you,
funny.
Cookie. Everyone,
yeah, I just wanted to say to Maya, thank you for coming on. I really appreciate it. And I love you, and I always watch your show. You know, and I will always support the roundtable, and hopefully you'll come back whenever.
Yes, that just melts my heart. You don't even know, like, that's
Cookie,
really. Go ahead,
she's
sorry.
An official street queen, Cookie.
He's always gonna be back.
She's on board. She's on board with us. That's it. That's it. She don't even know what she just started.
I am. I don't know what it is, but I am down. You guys have me on board. I'm definitely, you know, whatever you guys need, just let me know, and if we can help each other out, whatever, like.
And I wanted to also say that you are so pretty, Maya. You know that, and I love your hair.
You are so cute.
Color is so beautiful.
You are so cute, and you're adorable too, just like your name.
Oh, thank you, hon. And I'll be seeing you soon. You know, I know where the round table is, so.
Yeah.
I'll
anytime.
Be
love you guys.
Yeah.
I feel so cheesy over here. Oh,
it's not
heart.
Cheesy. It's just women supporting each other and being honest. You know, we get so many, you know, so many tear downs and so many crazy things. So, you know, it's good to have a place where you could throw everything on the table and you could get support from another young lady that's going through the struggle just like you. You know,
it's a beautiful thing.
Definitely love Maya so much, and she is beautiful. If you guys check out her picture, she's a beautiful young lady.
You guys
could be a cover girl, though, if she wanted to also.
And brains.
Fuck picture.
And brains.
You guys are so cute. I'm so blushing over here. You don't even know. I'm like, covering my face. In here. So embarrassed, but anyway, thank you guys. I really appreciate it.
So, well, Maya, she over there cheesing and everything, turning red. Look at her.
Yeah, I am.
So. Yeah, but
that's a double threat. That's what you call a double threat: beauty and beauty.
Oh, well, we definitely honored and happy to have you on the show, Maya. So we want you to throw out, like, you know, any websites and your Twitter again for the people, so, you know, they can definitely stay in contact, and if there's an email or stuff, if people, you know, wanted to, you know, book you or you know, stay in contact or do any kind of affiliate program with you or anything, could you put that information out there for the people?
Sure. Just so everybody knows, you can watch the Roundtable Show on theroundtableshow.com and thisis50.com. And then I have mayathebee.com. And on Twitter, I'm at mayathebee, M-A-Y-A, the B. And then my email is miss, M-I-S-S, Medina, with only E's, M-E-D-E-N-A, at gmail.com. So you guys feel free to email me whatever, and, you know, we can make something happen.
That's what it is. That's what it is. Definitely make sure that you guys support her and follow her on Twitter. So let's get into the subject is, you know, I want you to stay with us on this because you're part of the panel right now. We want to talk about Maya. We want to talk about, you know, moving on after a sour relationship. Sour relationship, whether it's just like a business relationship, whether it's a personal relationship, you know, moving on from that, you know. And then we're also going to talk about what is sexy, you know, in a few. But I want to hear your touch bases on it, and I want to know what you think about it, you know, moving on, you know, from a sour relationship, whether it's business or personal. And if you're calling in right now, or I see you on the line 850, we're going to bring you in a second. We're live right now with Maya B of the Roundtable. Maya, so what do you think, man? What do you think? Tell us what you think about, you know, moving on from a sour relationship.
Oh, well, I definitely think you just have to cut it off and just cut it out of your, like, I hate to say this, but like a cancer or anything, you just have to cut that out of your system and move on, because there's no time to dwell. There's no time to think about what if. You know, you just have to accept the things that happen to you in life. And I really am a big believer in everything happens for a reason. And you put the energy you put out in the world is coming back to you. So, you know, thank God I'm lucky and I haven't had, you know, relate that, like, spoil. There's, like, maybe one person that I can think of that's, like, a weirdo, but other than that, I really make it my, I guess, goal that I never have that type of, weird animosity, or there, no one can be like, oh, I hate this chick. She's this, she's that. Like, I really, you know, try my best to give everybody, you know, the benefit of the doubt and treat every, like, I'm a golden rule believer. I do unto others as they do unto me. So if someone's, you know, not treating me right, I move on right away. So, like, spoiled relationships, like, I have no time for that. As soon as it's a wrap and, you know, whatever, I just keep it moving and try and put out better energy next time so I don't run into that problem, I guess.
So. That's what it is. That's what it is. And we're getting that real truth right here from your girl Maya B. Yeah, in the building. You know what I'm saying? On Street Queens, the movement, the round table with all our wonderful, beautiful ladies. We got Ebony, we got Emma of E2K Magazine, we got Maya B, and we got Miss Cookie in the building. And I think we have another one of our queens gracing the round table of queens.
Uh-oh.
One and only. Natalia. What up, Natalia?
What's up, fam? How y'all doing?
He's
queen. What's up, my familia? I miss y'all.
You know, mama. Missing you, waiting for you, mommy.
This is one of our beautiful queens, Natalia, representing the Florida area. Natalia, we got Maya B from the Roundtable Live on the line, and we've been showing her so much love. You got a question for her, sis, and everything?
I'm in a no, not right now.
You know, Natalia, hate when I put her on the spot. You want to fight me. Well, I love you, though. But you want to just, you know, say hi and then talk about this other subject that we're talking about also?
Yes. Well, hello. Welcome to the Street Queen Show, mamita.
Oh, are you talking to me? I'm sorry. I didn't hear that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, my.
I zoned out. I was like, wait, am I supposed to say something? Thank you very much. For inviting me on.
That's how you're supposed to greet everybody too. You're one of the panelists already, right?
Okay.
I'm a little slow.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm learning.
So. Yeah, man. That's Natalia right there. We love her to death. She's greeted you and stuff. We talking about Natalia, you just touching bases with us. We were talking about moving on from a sour relationship, whether it's business or whether it's personal. And Maya just dropped her jewels about moving on and everything like that. So how do you feel about that, Natalia?
Yeah, I think that you should definitely stay in a relationship that isn't working for your beneficial. Sometimes we tend to hang on to things that we don't need to, drag things out. But everything has its season, and sometimes it just, hard for us to accept that. Sometimes the season's gone. It's came and went. I've had dealt with people on the personal level that are still trying to deal with me now, business-wise. And it's like I'm more cautious than ever because I'm like, you know, your ethics are really screwed up. And on a friend level, you're pretty messed up. So, you know, but it's funny how they still, you know, they want to be a part. You know, they want to see what you're doing to help them out. So, I definitely recommend, you know, sometimes you got to pray to God and, like I did, you know, ask God to take that person. Sometimes, you know, help you go through the next day, take that person, you know, that feeling from you little by little. And, you know, just know what's not healthy for you. And don't allow people to take advantage of you.
And that's real talk, man. And you know how Jay-Z say, on to the next one, on to the next, on to the next one.
Exactly.
For real. You know, I think we got a king on the line. I think we got Money L live on the line, representing that Marcy project. Money L, you live in the building. Peace, King.
What's going on? What's going on, lady? I heard that.
Ain't nothing much. We got the beautiful and wonderful Maya B at the Roundtable live on the show. She's our special guest panelist and interviewee on the show today. And she's gracing us with her presence, and we have Emma and Ebony, Natalia, and Cookie on the line. So you guys say hi to the ladies.
What's up,
up, ladies?
Hey, my dear. How you doing?
Hey, it's King.
Funny, you got a question for Maya?
Now that you got your cigar and you sat on your throne, King, jump into the topic.
That's a good welcome. I like that. I appreciate that. Thank you. What's up, Maya?
Wait, is this isn't, do I know this Money L?
Yeah, this Money L. Yeah.
Yeah, but you know, there's like two Money L's, so I'm just making sure that
I'm Money L for real.
For real on Twitter. Okay, that's my. You're my friend.
What's up,
how you doing?
I'm just here chilling. Whatever. I'm here. I'm here. Maya is on a Lush radio show, so I'm gonna let me call him real quick.
Hey, let's go.
That's what it is. Money L, you got a question for Maya and stuff.
I got a whole bunch of questions for Maya, but you know what I'm saying?
Uh-oh. A little scared by that, so what does that mean?
No, really, because it's like, you know, I'll be watching Twitter, I'll be watching, you know, I read a lot of people, and a lot of people be trying to holler at Maya, but I like the way that Maya just, like, she don't engage them in trying to, like, holler. Like, it seems like she's flirting, but then again, she's not. So it's like, you don't know how to take that, you know what I mean? And I respect that from her, you know what I mean?
Oh, I like that. Thank you. That is exactly what I'm trying to do, too. I want you to love me, but I do not want you to be pissed off at me. So.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what it's like.
Is when she going to help me pop my boy Gita K and AK Chop off, man?
God, Gita K, that interview that we lost, we have to do that interview again because what did you say?
I'm going to try to do the Gita K because I'm doing a Marcy project with them together. It's called the Marcy Project. You know, the life and struggle of the Marcy Project beside that Jay-Z been talking about. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
The real story of Marcy Project. And it's like a real street album that we're working on. We got like a lot of, we just shot a little street video for it. I think I sent it to you.
I'm not a cleaner.
Hello?
Hello? Yeah, I don't. Maya, you still there?
Yeah, no, I'm here. Can you hear
okay.
me?
Okay. Yeah.
No, I just wanted. I didn't get the video. Did you send it?
I think I sent you. I'll send you another link on Twitter.
All right.
It's like a little.
Because I go in with the retweets, but sometimes I don't always click on the link. I'll just retweet away for it. So if I need to look at it, just send me a little DM and be like, really check this out. This is not just for promotion or whatever.
Some real street hood shit. No, I mean, I had Lush come down to the projects and shit. We shot a nice little street video. It was cool, man.
Oh.
Definitely.
But it'd be hard to get both of them on the show. I mean, you know, just to promote the album I put out with them.
Yeah,
we definitely going to get that cracking, or on the offline, and get that cracking and stuff. Because you know we done christened her as an official street queen. On the show live, you know.
I wonder if I was there in person, what the actual christening would be like.
There she goes again.
Christening.
She again.
Just
christening. The christening. I love Maya, man, for real. But we're gonna do a big thing because we're trying to set up once we do the women's conference, we're trying to set up like a ball and everything. You know, and it's going to be some real tiaras and all that. So watch out, Maya.
But Lush, since I'm a whole bunch of ladies online or whatever, and y'all going through, like, the past relationships and moving on, if y'all got any questions for me, being that I'm a man.
Oh, so that's the question. How have you gotten over bad relationships, whether it be a woman or business or, you know.
Even business, yeah.
Well, I'm going to talk about a woman because business is always personal, whatever. Business is business. I'm going to keep business over there. I'm going to keep a woman. Well, how I got over a woman was like I replaced her with somebody else. Not maybe.
Wow.
Wow. That was deep.
Not really.
Hard.
That was a typical man answer. That was a typical man answer.
Say
that much.
Nah, not
atypical.
Really. I don't jump from woman to woman. I really like I don't tell none of my friends what I'm going through. You know what I'm saying? Because you know your friends is really the one that's gonna be hyping shit up. letting mm-hmm. you know, like, you know what I'm saying, your girl was doing this or your girl was doing that. So I just keep it to myself or whatever, and I go through it, like, what's that word I'm looking for? Like, not therapy,
privately.
But like, huh? Like, you know how you go through shit on your own and you be sitting in the crib, tears be falling from your face, but you really, you know,
you go for privately.
Yeah.
Yeah, privately.
That's how I get over it.
Oh,
and
wow.
5 months later, then I replace her.
How many months? How many months?
A couple months later.
Couple,
oh.
Two? Two?
Wow.
Your first month, like, the first apps out here that's going to wait a couple of months, because the other ones, as soon as they, you know, as soon as they hang in a white, it's over, hold on, I'm going to the club.
But that's not good, though, because you put all the love you got for the person you lost on to somebody new, and that's not good.
Yeah.
So you take time to regroup?
That's why I told you I'd take a couple of months. So
okay.
I know for a fact it'd be like just me going to this person, because it wouldn't be fair to the other person, you know what I'm saying, because you really don't want to be with the other person. You just using her as a shoulder to lean on. And
wow.
That's not true.
That's real talk. That's real talk coming from a man.
Wow.
That's real talk coming from a man. But, okay, so how do you deal with business? You know, it's a solid relationship, you know. How do you move on from that?
Well, business is business. Like, people got to understand, like, you know, like, I had a call earlier from this female. She a publicist, and she was crying about some of her clients is leaving her, going to other places. And I'm like, yo, business is business. You got to really toughen up and accept what's going on, unless you're going to make a change of it, you know what I'm saying? So me with business, I lost a lot of business going up. You know what I mean? A lot of people is, shit, I don't really want to talk about this. You got to have me grab my hand. Nah.
You don't got to say anything. You know what I'm saying?
I don't work with a lot of people, man, who is shiesty. So it's like, if you sit there and cry about all the businesses that went wrong, you won't get nowhere. You know what I mean? You got to really, like, take the loss or whatever and build from that and just move on. That's what I do.
Okay. Mm. Okay.
That's
mm-hmm.
good.
That's
good. Hey, Money L, you so deep over there, Money L.
Nah, I ain't even trying to be deep. I'm just kind of answers, you know?
We need a Money L day, don't we?
Yeah, definitely. He's surrounded by all these beautiful ladies.
Got me
stuff.
Blush, man. Come on, Lush. Lush and Maya the beat, word up.
Lush is making you blush.
My name is Lush, I make a grown man blush. Hush. You are crazy, man. We live on He's the Movement. With all the beautiful ladies of the panel, and we also have the beautiful and lovely, intelligent Maya B of the Round Table. She holds her own, you heard. And, you know, we have Money L, our king, live on the line. And we're talking about moving on from relationships, style relationships, whether it's business or personal, and everybody's giving their input on that. So that's what we're talking about. And definitely, you know, talking about that with Maya and everybody. And in a few seconds, we're going to talk about, what is sexy? What exactly is sexy? What does sexy mean to you, you know? But I want you guys to give your final thoughts on moving on, you know what I'm saying, from different relationships. And then we're going to go ahead and talk about what is sexy. Does society define what sexy is for us? And also, what's the difference between cute and sexy? Can a person that's cute be sexy? Or
no.
Sexy? You know, let's talk. We're going to talk about that in a second. But I want to hear y'all guys' final thoughts on moving on. But we're going to go ahead and let our guests go ahead first. Maya, what's your final thoughts on moving on?
Moving on, like I said, I think you just need to cut it off and keep it moving. That's my advice.
That's what it is. And our president, Emma, moving on, final thoughts.
Put it in prayer, man. Put it in prayer. Pray about it.
That's what it is. Ebony?
My final thoughts is when you're moving on, you know, when God closes one door, he's opening up many more for you. So look at it as an opportunity.
That's what it is. And Money L, final thoughts?
When one door closes, the other one will open up. That's his wife.
That's what it is. And all I say is on to the next one, on to the next, on to the next
one. Can I say one more thing?
Yeah, yeah.
Another one bites the dust. And another one.
Okay, that's it. That was my comedic side, but
for real, y'all crazy, man. We got another caller. Caller from the 347. You're live on Street Queens, the Movement. Peace. With we have the beautiful Maya B from the Roundtable Live on the line. Would you like to ask her a question? And also tell us your name and where you're calling from, Booby.
Hey guys, it's Lissette.
What's up, Lissette, man? It's another one of queens. Peace, queen.
Oh my God, I made it. Lord Jesus, I made it.
Hallelujah.
You, girl.
Oh my God, I'm struggling, but I'm coming back, y'all. I'm coming back. Peace, queens.
Peace.
Final thoughts. What are we talking about?
Talking about moving on, and you say hi to Maya B from the round table.
Peace,
say peace,
Maya B. Peace. Queen, how you be?
How are you doing?
I'm good. I made it. So we were talking about heartbreaks, right?
No, final thoughts, sour relationship, moving off a sour relationship or a sour business situation.
All right. Real quick, it would be move on, cut it off like a bad habit, right, but come to terms with it. Some people cut things off and they don't really come to terms with the situation. You know, you get rid of a bad relationship, right, and it's like, yeah, I don't need him or whatever. But sometimes the emotions travel with you, and months down the line, you'll have your breakdown. You know what I'm saying? Like, you won't cry about it then and there, but then 6 months later, you're kind of like, oh, shoot, you know, I kind of feel like unfinished business. So come to terms with it, within your own soul, within your own self. And then put the period to the sentence. You know what I'm saying?
That means a lot.
That's what it is. That's real talk. And Emma has a couple of words to say for the people, real quick.
Peace. This is Emma E2K. Y ahora están escuchando Lush Radio. What, you didn't know what I said? You're now listening to LushRadioOnline.com.
That's what it is. You know, I got to fight with you.
Fuego.
That was sexy
cute.
La fuego caliente, mama.
Yo, I gotta fight all these ladies just to get jobs from them. They be getting on my nerves, but I love them. They're my sisters. Gotta fight them. But you know, we live on the line on Street Queens the Movement. You know, us ladies come together to talk about different issues that face the community. And also, you know what I'm saying, just talk about issues in life in general and try to uplift somebody in a way and put a spotlight on a beautiful young lady like the one and only Maya B. Baby! We live on the line. So we talked about moving on from sour relationships. Now the topic of this time is basically what is sexy? What is sexy? What is sexy defined as in the society? Is sexy what the society says on TV or what we see in magazines? What exactly is sexy? And also, can you be cute and sexy at the same time or no? Tell us about that. So we're going to go ahead and throw it to our special guest. We're going to go ahead and throw it to her. Maya, what's your definition of sexy and what is sexy to you?
Oh, wow. Well, okay. I'll first say real quick what is sexy to the world. And, you know, obviously, sex, anything that, you know, I think women like to, if we don't want to say it or not, we like men with a little six-pack or whatever, you know, a little oiled up. Women, you know, men like whatever. You know, men like, you know, the big donkey butts with the big, you know, you don't even need boobs these days. You just need, like, a tiny little waist. Like, that's sexy, I guess, like, right now. But, I mean, for me, I find, like, crazy things sexy, like, about guys. Like, I'm obviously, you know, I date guys out there, guys, ladies. Sorry for any, but not you guys, but anyway. But I'm just saying, like, with guys, like, it could be anything. It could be, like, the way you walk. I love bow-legged men. I'm like, that's kind of sexy. Like, that's... Wow, some man just turned around in the street when I said that. And I'm not you, sir. But, yeah, so, I mean, I find it really, like, I think it depends on the person. Like, we all, like, it could be smell. It could be the sound of somebody's voice, like the way mm-hmm. someone touches you or whatever, like, that's all, like, has sex appeal to me.
That's what it is, man. Did somebody just get turned on just now? Did you get turned on? Hot.
We turn people on.
Woo! Oh, man. Turn up the heat up in here. Muy caliente. Fuego.
Oh, and I will say that it's sexy when men speak to me in another language. I will say that as well, because I like the mystery of I have no idea what you're saying, but it sounds good. I like that.
Well, me and you got that in common, Maya, because I'm definitely turned on by that. That's hot. Definitely sexy. And I'm going to throw it to Emma. Emma, what is, do you think the world thinks is sexy, and what do you think is sexy to you?
All right, one word. Cringe.
What did you say? Prince,
the genius.
The sexy male god. The man that wore high heel shoes and had to get through hip replacements.
And just, you know, go off. Like the only one that put two holes in the back of his pants and just is not ashamed. But to me, sexy, besides him, sexy to me is having a certain energy with somebody. It's just a click, something that you automatically can look at somebody, just the way that they glance at you, that they pass you by, a little just them touching you, your hand or whatever, just, you know, or some they may say their voice or whatever like that. To me, sexy is that a man sits down and writes me either poetry or a letter. That's sexy to me. I'm a writer, so I love the written word. A little card just with their, you know, with their own handwriting that they let me know how they feel. It doesn't have to rhyme. It doesn't have to be like a poem that rhymes. But as long as it's their true feelings, oh, my God, that is, like, sexy.
Right.
Wow. You heard it first from Emma. Oh, muy caliente.
No, that doesn't work like that.
You're
gonna get like 30 poems.
Yeah.
I thought you liked the poem though.
We're gonna throw it to our girl Lissette. What do you think the world defines sexy as, and what is sexy to you?
I think that, you know, those guys that wear their pants on their knees with their ass out, that's sexy.
Wow.
I love watching the wedgies walk by. It's so sexy.
Hell no.
Let me just take this time to say, pick up your pants. That's not sexy.
Yes. Pick up the pieces.
I'm going to protest the low pants. That's not sexy.
Pants on the ground. You're looking like a fool with your pants on the ground.
Especially with skinny jeans. Like, I love when they sag skinny jeans. You're like, how do you even sag them? They're so tight. Like, how do you?
For real, like.
I know this
is a PG-13 show, but I'm always wondering, aren't there, like, scrotums or gonads? Like, don't they hurt? Wearing those tight jeans. I just want to know, can they breathe? That's all I'm saying.
I don't think
they don't have anything to
scrotum shirt.
I think they have a special pocket for the scrotum.
You got the floor, Zach. The hell is there? You got the floor.
I think they wear the scrotum over the belt buckle. I think that's how it works.
Wow, man, that's crazy.
It's creep out a little bit. No, seriously, that's not
sexy. But listen, seriously, tell us
what
sexy
is. Sexy, though, what is sexy is a man that can actually look into your eyes and realize the true color of your eyes. You know, somebody who's attentive, somebody who pays attention to the small things. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're cooking in the kitchen, and all of a sudden he comes by and says, you know what, let me cut up those onions for you. I got you. Somebody who pays attention, you know, very, very poetic, you know, pays attention to those small things that count. I think that's so sexy.
Wow.
You know, I think
that's
so
dope.
Sexy.
He's in if he wants.
Yo, ooh, Ebony, yeah. go ahead and tell us what you think the world is sexy, and then we're going to throw it to Money L. Ebony, what do you think the world thinks is sexy, and what do you think is sexy?
I think the world thinks is sexy is anything that displays any type of sex, because when you look up the word sex in the dictionary, it basically means that someone who's, you know, can visualize sex with that person. So, you know, the Victoria's Secret commercials, anything that is exposed in the woman or the male's bodies and leaves a little bit to the imagination, I believe the world believes is sexy. People's voices, you know, is, you know, to other people they're sexy, to other people they're annoying. So, you know, it just depends on the person's state of mind and what they're thinking about when they're dealing with the person. Me, myself, what I think is sexy is, intelligence is sexy. You guys basically took all the answers, but I share what you guys said, but I think also intelligence is sexy. You know, I love to be able to be mentally stimulated. That just really just turns me on, you know.
Wow.
A good face and intelligence, you know, that's a great combo.
Wow, like a lion. Money L, man of the hour, the king on his seat with his crown on his head. Peace, king. Tell us what you think the world thinks is sexy, and what is sexy to you, player? Ow.
Nice. Wait, before you, is Money L answering?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Before, can I, I'm really sorry. I'm loving the conversation. I'm moving right now, and
okay.
I have a neighbor with me. I'm rolling stuff down the street as I'm talking to you, so I look really crazy right now.
We don't want you to get injured, Maya, so we wanna go ahead and let you take care of that. But we love you, boo, for real, and we want to follow you.
Thank you for coming. I'm going to follow you on Twitter.
You.
This is Ebony.
Me too. Yes, I'm following all you guys as soon as we hang up, and thank you very much for the opportunity. I look forward to being part of the Street Queens, so let's do it.
That's what it is. We wish everything that you want in life to come to pass, because you deserve it.
Oh, you too, guys.
What you
thank
do,
you
boo.
So much. All right,
that's what
so
it is.
I'll talk to you guys. Have a great night.
That's what it is.
Bye.
Maya B, baby, Maya B. Money L, player. Tell us.
Well, basically, what I think is sexy and what the world think is sexy. What I think is sexy is a woman that's not afraid to try different things. You know what I'm saying? A woman who, you know, you talk to on the phone, her voice is like soft like caramel. I don't even know, hey, how you doing, baby? I don't need that. Like, that's not sexy. A woman who got pretty feet. a woman who is not afraid to wear sexy underwears. You know what I'm saying? A woman who is, you know, a woman who like, you know, who's not afraid to write poems. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people, you know, not afraid to talk to you. You know what I'm saying? I think a lot of things are sexy about a woman. Because women, basically, is all y'all sexy in your own way. You know what I'm saying? All women are sexy in their own way. It's just about how.
Thank you.
See, Money, y'all trying to get molested on the show, man. For real. I don't know what he's trying to do.
I'm just
like, molested.
A lot of guys out there messing it up for, like, a lot of us because, you know, they, it's like, you know, I be seeing guys, like, sometimes I'll see a real ugly guy, like, with a real pretty girl, and it's like, you know what I'm saying, I'm like, I'm wondering how the hell he got her, like, but, you know, he probably worked out, you know, he went on his knees and did some other shit, but, like I said, what's sexy?
What?
Rewind.
Hold on, he threw me out, what?
You have to listen to that on the flip side list.
I guess, man. I guess I'm going to have to read this
to about
show.
You know,
what?
I'm excited at it a lot. But I'm saying, what's sexy to me about a woman is like a woman who, like I said, is not afraid to try nothing new either. You know what I'm saying? Hanging from the chandelier or
wow.
Wow.
Like monkey.
Driving on the highway, we'll pull over or something, we'll get right. Like, you know what I'm saying? I think all that is sexy. You know what I'm saying?
Have you come across, like, prudes who want to do that?
Cute white girls. That's what.
What?
That's what the world thinks is sexy. I know y'all see the magazines. Y'all see what's going on in the magazines. I'm little skinny girls. I don't like skinny girls like that. I like I'm gonna tell you my perfect woman. Like I'm really like in love with Sanaa Lathan. That's sexy to me.
I like her too. She's a pretty young lady though. We're gonna try to get her on the show too. She's one of my favorite actresses actually. One of them.
She's a very sexy lady. You know what I'm saying? Her, Nia Long. Like I could name a few. You know what I'm saying? But
that's what it is, man. Money L said you can't be afraid to do things, man. You got to be open minded and adventurous.
Jump off the chandelier.
Hang from the chandelier.
I'm just
from
saying, you know, I'm not saying.
But she was drunk and drunk to be hanging from chandelier.
You
that much.
You gotta be real flexible.
You gotta be skinny to do that too. You gotta be limber.
You better work it out in the gym, cause you won't be hanging from the chandelier, pimping.
Break it down.
Chandelier.
I'm a post on Twitter. If you can't hang from the chandelier, Money L, don't watch you.
If I wasn't really tell y'all what I think is sexy, none of y'all, like, we wouldn't get off this phone right now. You feel me? If I could go in, I'm holding back right now.
That's after midnight.
I know, that's the after midnight, Money L. Okay. Wow, like a lion. I'm telling you.
Get him
Hey, we're gonna try to keep it PG-13 on here, but you know sometimes you have a wow like a lion.
Sometimes
but we talking about what is sexy. Call in at 347-826-7722 and tell us what is sexy to you. And question for you guys, man. Can somebody be cute and sexy at the same time, and
no.
or no? So, Money L, tell us, explain why.
I'm gonna give y'all like a description of what I went through. I was you know dealing with this young lady a couple of years ago, She wasn't really like a looker or whatever, but she was sexy. Like she had the L walk, like she dressed fly. Like, you know what I'm saying? And she talks sexy. Like, on the phone, you would think this girl is, like, Halle Berry or somebody. You feel me? But in person, you're
that
like,
internet love.
I don't do that. I don't do internet love. I'm talking about, like, you know, I met her in the street. You know what I'm saying? I don't do that.
Let him finish,
like
ladies.
Stuff, so, you know
let him
saying?
Finish. I want to hear this story.
She wasn't really a lady of mine. She was like a friend of mine that we did things. Cause she was sexy. She was one of them ladies that you would be like, nah, I can't rock with that. But you know, when the door was closed, she's sexier than shit. Like she a top 25, like, literally. You know what I'm saying? And
wow.
I had this real pretty chick that was gorgeous and everything, but she was dull.
Wow.
Ring my bell.
That's her at the door.
She
heard you.
You think I'm? She said. So you thought I was sexy? I'm here.
Thinking somebody's coming through.
Oh man! Y'all crazy, man! Oh my God, Ebony, so you can't. What's the difference between sexy and cute, Ebony?
The mm-hmm. difference between sexy and cute, I don't think you can be cute and sexy at the same time because some people can be sexy but not necessarily cute.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And then cute, it's like even the word cute, okay, yeah, she's cute, but he's cute. That's just something like easier on the eyes, you know, you could just let it pass you by or not. But that sexy, you know, it just stirs something a little bit inside you, like, damn, that, you know, like, he's sexy or something of that nature. But cute can just keep on walking. You know, sexy, you want to stare for a little bit longer.
You want to pounce on it. Wow.
That's my opinion. That's crazy.
Oh, my God. Oh my God. Lissette, what's your version on a cute and sexy situation?
Well, I think you could be cute and sexy at the same time. Like, for instance, a brother with a dimple, for example. You know, he got the six-pack going. He has that nice complexion, you know, nice eyes and whatnot. And he has a dimple. You know, I think that's cute, sexy. You know, like, he has the six-pack going. And then
you passed that cute stage already.
Yeah, well, you know. You kind of forget the cuteness after that point.
He's super sexy. He got a dimple.
But you can say he has a cute smile, right? You can
mm-hmm.
say he has a cute smile. I think you can mix it up a little, something.
Okay, we got everybody saying, no, you cannot be cute and sexy at the same time. And my girl Lissette said, you can mix it up. You know what I'm saying? Nothing wrong with mixing it up. So what does Emma say?
I say, no, you cannot be cute and sexy. Prime example, all those that ever thought I was cute, I never heard from them again. But all those that think I'm sexy, I'm still getting phone calls and emails. So it's a big difference. They remember the sexy. They don't remember the cute.
They remember the cute. That's true.
That's real talk.
Okay. You know, I get cute. That's like for the moment, like right there in your face. I get cute. Afterwards, it's like, but sexy is something you go to sleep and you wake up and I swear like, yo.
I gotta call her.
Hold up, son. Let me get to that phone, son. Let me bang you, son.
Real talk. And you, my thing on sexy and cute, I don't think you can, because, you know, you got some people that you might want to holler them, like, on a regular, but they just got, like, they I'm even going to say swagger, but their persona is so, like, Joe, right? Joe, the singer, right? He's not really a dude that I would say is, like, the most sexiest, like, not the most prettiest dude in the world, right? But him as his R&B singer and just the way he carries himself, it's so sexy to me.
I agree.
It's like so sexy to me. You know, and then like you and see like even when I was coming out, you know, you got some people that say I'm cute. Money L said that some of the ladies on the line have sexy voices and that's sexy to him. He be that on Skype and start trying to be sneaky. Mm-hmm. I'm put you on blast, money. You know, but like I think like when I was younger and stuff, some people said they was cute, but and you know I was cute in the tomboyish way. But you know when I go into my sexiness, that's when the dudes turn like you know several times and say, damn. Hold up.
Hold
up. Like,
you go walking sexy, you want to stare for a little bit longer.
See, and I think everybody likes, and ladies like being sexy, too. They like their sexiness. Because, you know, when you're cute, they might say hi. When you're sexy, they like, hold up, son, real talk.
Damn.
So what you doing right now, real talk, like you got to be mine. Like, I got to, yo, what's, y'all? What you need?
How much it costs? Damn! What you want it? Damn!
What you doing after this?
Damn! Double damn! I need one. What do I love? You say yes!
Oh, man. Oh, my God. My stomach hurts from a thought in. Oh, my God, man. Well,
okay, like, give me the phone. I got to call God, one of his angels fell from the sky.
Thinking about angels from the sky, what about the lines? Like, okay, so you come across a sexy person. You know,
yeah.
The lines that are thrown at you is ridiculous. Oh.
Yeah,
when you're cute,
they don't throw the lines, man, but when you're sexy, man, they come out with lines out of the woodwork, man. So ladies, let's some of those lines out there that you heard, you know, when you had your sexy on. Lissette, man, what are some of the lines the men thrown at you?
Oh, gosh, I've heard the craziest lines. I don't even know where to pick. Let me see.
Pick one good one.
What time you got? Some shit. What time you got? Oh,
wow.
Yeah, because it's time for you to call me.
Wow.
I'm like, no, it's not. It's time for me to go home. What you talking
about? Wow.
Yeah, that's got to be the craziest.
Wow.
One.
That dude had no play at all.
That's the thing. Like, they get nervous. They see sexy and they trip, you know?
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Emma, tell us a good line. Tell us a good line, Emma.
Well, the typical one is always, don't I know you from somewhere?
I fell for that once, you know.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
And that's like the typical that you hear. Don't I know you from, and I know you want to know me. You think you know me, but you don't. Yeah.
Wow.
I actually fell for that one.
Wow. Lissette fell for it. Wow.
I was actually thinking hard.
The craziest one that I ever heard was, I was walking on the street, whatever, and the guy was driving, and he stopped the car. He stopped the car into traffic. Cars up. He's like, yo, if you tell me you get in the car, I'll call my wife and leave her right now.
Wow. Wow.
I had to stop and laugh. I mean, I had to stop and laugh. Everybody around me was laughing. It was hysterical because he stopped traffic and everything. It had the cell phone like this. I will call right now.
Wow.
That was the craziest one. That was like the most craziest one ever.
Ebony, what's the crazy one for you, Ebony?
I don't know. I just keep it
stuff. Ebony, I know you get a lot of joy. You better stop lying.
I mean, they just say, you know, I don't want to tell you the same thing that you've already heard. I know you heard you sexy as hell, so I'm going to try something different. You beautiful, you know, I like your eyes, the smile, or something corny like that. I'm just like, okay, whatever.
So Money L, what is the lines that you've thrown out to a girl? I'm talking about she bad. She got the badonkadonk, the things is out there, the melons and all that. And you just like, dang, dog. So what's the line you threw out there, Money L? We want to hear from a man.
See, I don't really throw lines at women because, you know, they done heard it all. When I was younger, I used to throw lines at them and they'd be like, we done heard it all. This is one of the corny lines I hit them with. I was like, damn. I was like, yo, did it hurt? They'd be like, what are you talking about? What hurt? When you fell from heaven? A real corny one. You know what I mean?
Aww.
Kind of cute, though.
Corny.
That's
cute, sexy.
Like, I was like 16, you know? I was 16 right there.
Oh, okay.
But then I learned that wasn't a way to get them. So, you know, but my line is, like, now, like, if I was single, I'd be like, I woke up and I'd be like, hey, how you doing? How's your day going? You know, you'll ask a woman, you know, how her day is going. They like that, you know. They like to know that a guy cares about what their day is about, how they feeling today is, you know, instead of, what's up, Ma? Can I get your phone number, shorty? Yo, shorty, what's your name? All that stupid crap. Girls don't like that. Y'all don't like that.
Real women don't like that.
Exactly. Girls do. Women don't.
Could y'all tell me about the guys that want to holler, hey, yo, like you like all the way down the street and they just screaming like, that's like that's ignorant. Like, that's
one that's followed me before. I was in my car. I'm not lying. I've had one that followed me, and I pulled into the gas. I mean, I took him on a trip, too. And I pulled him into the gas station.
Can we say stalker?
And he was just like, I just had to I just needed to just talk to you. And I'm like, are you crazy? Like, why are you following me? He was like, man, you was just so pretty, and I just had to follow you because I just had to get your name, and I had to just get your number. And he left with neither one.
You know what we used to do, like on Street Queens the Movement. Emma knows this. I think last year, the year before last when we started, we had this thing called the reject line, and it's like a fake number.
Oh, yeah. They call you in front of you right now. You can't use the reject number unless you say my phone is off.
You need a rejection email.
I didn't pay my phone. I didn't pay my phone this month.
Okay.
I just got this phone for show.
I just got it for contact so I can store the number there so I don't forget them. But my phone really ain't on right now. They'll call you in a minute. Like, what's your number?
Right.
They call you right in front of you. That's not
your
number. Why are you lying?
Crazy. Yeah. So, ladies, we're going to wrap it up and tell them our final thoughts on sexiness, you know, and what is sexy, you know, our final thoughts on that. And we're going to talk about what's new with us as ladies on the panel. Emma, wrap it up. What you think about this whole sexiness? Like, what's your final thoughts on it?
I feel that before I always introduce myself, I always put the title sexy because I fit it. Okay.
Oh,
I would say you had a laugh at that. That wasn't fair to laugh. No, okay. No, sexy, I think it's definitely a state of mind. And sexy comes out within. So if a woman actually does not feel sexy, she doesn't project sexy. It's just like the law of attraction. So if you feel sexy, you're going to attract those that are going to feel that you're sexy as well. You know what I mean? So always think sexy, you'll look sexy, and you'll be around sexy people. Woo! I got to write that down. And I want to thank definitely our guest, you know, Maya B. I'm glad that, you know, she is willing to be on board with the Street Queens because she's definitely doing her one-twos and her thing out there. And she definitely sounds like Street Queen material, like we all do, representing our state and our movement, which is the women movement, trying to stay as positive as possible in this negative world, which is not easy, and trying to break that barrier of cattiness between, you know, all women. We feel that definitely we can break that barrier, and that's what we're struggling for. So, you know, the show was a good one, like always. You know, let's just end it in a positive note.
That's what it is. That's what it is. And Ebony,
yes.
Are you there? Are you alive? Are you there?
I'm here. Yes.
You eating chicken?
I'm eating chicken. my final thoughts to wrap this up, I agree with Queen Emma, yes. Sexiness can be also a state of mind, but it's also, I think sexiness is also the alluring, you know, leave something to the imagine. I don't think, exploiting everything that you have is sexy. You know, I think that's a little bit, a little too much. But I think, like, you know, alluring that person is a little bit sexier than just showing everything that you got. Just to end on a positive note, you know, we are all sexy in our own rights. You know, we just have to put it, you know, put our flavor onto it, what we think is sexy. So everybody go out, you know, tonight, tomorrow, and be sexy. Show your sexiness.
Yay.
Sexy on.
That was
Lissette,
good.
Lissette.
Sexy is confidence. Self-confidence wherever you go, you know, if you're at work, if you're, you know, meeting friends, like, just be confident, and that translates as sexy. And at the same time, sexy does come in different shapes and forms, you know, so you don't have to fit a size 4 to be sexy. You know, because the big girls, they're sexy, too. The big guys
mm-hmm.
are sexy, too. And you know what's another sexy thing? A man that can go from Tim's to a freaking 3-piece suit. Damn it, that shit is sexy. But at the end of the day, is everything. It comes down to how you carry yourself. You know, so carry yourself well, intelligent, and strong, and you know, you'll just smell like sexy.
And that's the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Money L.
Well, my closing thought on a positive note is, ladies, be sexy, not slutty. Because sexy and being sexy is one thing, and being slutty is another. Like, everybody thinking, you know, being us, doing slutty things is sexy. No, the guys don't like that. you know, and just be yourself, you know, like, who was that? Lizette, she said to be
confident.
Yeah, just be confident in whatever you do. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because God's going to, like, we'll see it. And I think at the end of the day, y'all hold all the cards. A sexy woman holds.
You know that.
Huh?
And you know that money.
A sexy woman holds.
Are your
all
friends?
The
let them know.
Now, literally, you know, guys, you know, we'll sit there and dictate whatever, but a woman, a guy will have, will see like 10 women down the street, and they will highlight 10 women going down the street.
Mm-hmm.
But that one girl walking down the street, she 10 guys, she might highlight one if she thinks that guy's sexy and fit her quad. You know what I mean? But just like I said, just be yourself, man. Just.
He dropped the jewel there.
I got an idea. We need a panel of just men so we can ask them whatever questions that we want to ask them.
Yeah, definitely.
That'd be hot.
Definitely. We should definitely have, you know, men are from Venus and, you know, men
women
are from Mars and women are from Venus and men are from Mars.
Yeah.
We should have a show like that and have a whole male panel. And we go back and forth, you know. We get like four good men to come on the show, and you know.
But remember, we used to have that kind of before, and it used to get really bananas.
Yeah.
you get a whole bunch of different opinions.
Yeah, definitely going to be off the hook. But we got to set that show up. We definitely want to have Money L on the show. And my closing thought on sexiness is sexiness. Is the confidence that you have in you and that knowingness of yourself. And when you're confident in yourself and what you do, and you carry your head erected and strong and just walking in the essence that you are, a beautiful, lovely young lady, that's sexy. Stay sexy and try to be an example for all young ladies. And even men, try to be an example for men. Just, you know, do the best that you can to be who you are. And don't try to walk and be somebody else that you really aren't. Knowing yourself and being confident is sexy into the next level. And you know, just definitely, you know what I'm saying, you know, keep God first. And, you know, we're going to turn over and just tell everybody what's new and what's going on with us real quick, and then we're going to a prayer and wrap the show up. Money L, since you're our gentleman on the line, what's new with you? And throw your Twitter and all your information out there for the people.
Well, I'm just out here, you know, promoting my, I got an album I'm trying to put out with my artist Gita K and AK Chop called The Marcy Project. Self-explanatory, you know, just working hard on that one. I need a lot of help on it. Thanks, Cookie. Cookie helping me out on it. Lush helping me out on it. Future Guru 100 helping me out on it. You know, we all working together as a family. But y'all can holler at me at my Twitter. It's MoneyLForReal, twitter.com. I don't use nothing else. I don't got no Facebook. I don't got no MySpace. I ain't got nothing. I just be on Twitter.
Why? How you promoting? You don't got none of that. You better get on it. Start going.
Anybody else around me doing it. You know.
Okay.
Why I don't want no Facebook, because it's like, it'll get crazy. Like, I had a lot of past relationships, and they trying to, like, I see, like, they all be hitting me up talking about, yo, get a Facebook, and I ain't with that, you know. I don't need people
just
to
get a fan page.
Huh?
Just get a fan page.
Fan
page. Yeah,
I'm going to probably have somebody build that for me and work it, because I don't really want to do it. I can't.
See, your Twitter's Money L what?
Money L for real.
For real.
Money L for real.
Yeah, for real. You know what I mean?
What's your email, Moneyl?
Email is moneyl20@aol.com.
Wait, I misspelled it on the Twitter. Idiot. Spell it.
I like that.
Spell it, Money.
It's Moneyl. Moneyl. My Twitter is Moneyl for real. Like the number four.
Oh, see, you didn't say that. You see, Moneyl, the number four. And then real?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, now we cooking with oil. Okay.
There we go. Lizette, right?
That's
Make sure you follow me.
That's Emma.
That's Emma Harris.
I got you. Aha, money up for real. I'm following you, E2K underscore magazine. I'm trying to reach 1,000, hopefully before 2010 ends. Help me out.
Make sure all of you follow Emma. Make sure everybody follow Emma. And make sure, ladies, y'all follow Money L. We got a caller from the 585-585. We want to bring you on in a second once we finish telling what's new with us on Street Queens Movement. Lissette, what's new with you, boo-boo?
My new boo-boo is that I am with prepaid legal now, trying to make some money. My first week I actually made about $400 from home. So I want to bring everybody on board. Emma is also part of it. You can check out my website at lissettetorres.buildlastingsuccess.com. It's a big, big opportunity to make some real money. I didn't think it was real until I saw my first 3 direct deposits straight to my bank. Everybody got to get on board. It's basically, people pay for medical insurance. You pay for car insurance. Well, you actually pay for legal advice disposable to you at 24/7. So anybody want to get down, you can contact me. The best way would be on Facebook, Lissette. And then I can walk you through it.
That's what
it is. How about it, because people can spell it with S or with a Z, so explain
it.
Lissette,
Lissette is LISSETTE double time. Lissette on Facebook. And I'll walk you through it. You know, it's time to make some paper. It's time to be financially free. Some people have the money. They don't have the time. Some of them have the time and no money. Let's have both this year. So
Hold on. Real quick, since Lissette's talking about that, I just want to make an announcement because not a lot of y'all know. Money L actually got his real estate license, so let's all congratulate him for that. Also.
Oh, yeah. All body. He's a double threat, y'all.
Yeah.
Beauty and brains.
Thanks, Les, for reminding me. Yeah.
That's a big no-no, boo.
That's a big no-no word.
That's what it is. And Ebony, man, what's your no-no, boo-boo?
My no-no is that... Let's see. I'm seeing someone.
Ooh.
Ooh. You got a new boo-boo. That's my new news. So, yeah.
Ebony got a new boo-boo.
The new on the boo-boo.
That's the new boo-boo. That's always exciting. Enjoy it, man. It's so lovely in the beginning. Enjoy
lovely.
It.
In the beginning, enjoy, man. Enjoy.
Enjoy the
enjoy
ride.
That boo-boo and let that boo-boo know that you got a whole pack of sisters. And if you don't do right, we're going to smack them up. But, yeah, we don't promote violence.
We don't promote violence up in here.
I will tell him as well.
That's what it is. Emma, what's your new boo-boo?
Lizette beat me to my nunu. I was going to say that I'm down with prepaid legal as well, but she went legal crazy on me. Let me think of Spanos. Oh, my gosh. She cut into my nunu.
Tell us about the conferences, man, the Women's Conference.
Oh, okay. I could do that. We're about to start. We're still in the process of getting together to do our first Street Queens is a She Thing women's conference. Hopefully for the end of June is looking like that is going to, take place. We already did the girls conference in Washington Heights, which was a success. We had on the panelists, Liza Rio, Cindy Sugar Rush, we had JC from Mrs. She Thing, and we had Carmen Espinal, and it was great, it was nice. We were talking to young girls from 11 to like 16 years old. Conversations got deep. They signed a confidentiality on paper so they wouldn't be able to repeat what was said. You couldn't videotape, of course, because of, you know, what we were saying and what the girls were expressing. But we did take some photos, and the photos are running up through the Facebook. They're also on e2kmagazineonline.com. You can go check them out. And the women's conference will be hopefully in the end of June. So all women entrepreneurs or, you know, that just want to be enlightened and empowered, make sure you contact us, e2kmagazineonline.com or lushradioonline@gmail.com. And get at us, give us your information and all that. Lizette Lizette will also be there doing makeup for $10, a whole set of makeup for $10. She's also raffling her services to one lucky winner as they come in. We're going to raffle off one. After the makeup, you also get a photo taken to remember the day. That's just one of the things we're going to have during the conference, about a 4 or 5 hour conference. We're going to have a lot of things and a lot of giveaways. So like I said, all women that are interested in participating or even renting a booth or anything, give us a call, e2kmagazine@gmail.com or lushradioonline@gmail.com.
Emma.
Yes.
Emma. How
yes.
do you, what's the information if you want to donate just funds if you can't make it?
Email me and I'll give you the PayPal.
That's what's up. Right. That's what's up. We're going to go ahead and let this caller in real quick since we're in the last bit of our show. 585, you're live on Street Queens, the Movement. Peace.
Hey, what's going on?
Ain't nothing much. What's your name, baby?
My name is Don Dozer, the Jedi.
How you doing?
Good.
What's going on with y'all?
Jedi on the line?
Huh?
Yeah.
We got a Jedi on the line? That's hot.
Oh, yeah. You know, the Jedi Knight, we strictly spiritual.
That's hot.
You know, we use the Force. You know, I'm
That's
in cyberspace. I'm in cyberspace and all of that. You know.
May the Force be with you.
All the time. But you got to, you got to take that literally. You know what I mean?
See, and I do.
Hey, yo, babe, tell us where you from and put that Twitter out there and all that, because we on the last bit of our show, and we're going to go.
All right, I'm gonna put everything in a nutshell. I'm up in North America. That's upstate New York. We call that Native America, where the real Geronimo, you know, you run around and all that good stuff. I'm on Twitter. You know, I'm a paperless prophet. I got nothing but information that I give out free. Psychiatrist, counseling, you name it, that's what I do. I don't deal with paper. I just deal with glitch.
Nice.
It's
okay,
free.
What's your Twitter, though? My Twitter
is Don Doza. That's where I'm at.
Don Doza, D-O-Z-A?
D-O-N-D-O-Z-A.
Okay. All right. Don Doza. That's
it. Yeah. I just wanted to give the quick shout-out, show love to everybody that, you know, you follow knowledge, not ignorance, not stupidity.
Thank you. We appreciate it. Make sure that you call next Thursday. It's from 8 to 10. Try to call us a little earlier so we can hear what you got to say.
Well, you know what it is? I already tore so many planets, I'm not really paying attention to the time anymore. You know, if it was up to me, I'd beam myself down to the show. But, you know, I just came out of nowhere, you know?
Okay. That's
all right. All right.
My thing is this. I support. I support everybody. So that's my thing. My thing is, If you need the support,
that.
I'm here to hit you, and I'm here to just spread it out. That's all.
We appreciate that. We're going to beam out Scotty right now, so Lush with the prayer.
Yeah.
That's what's up. We appreciate you, man. But we're going to bow our heads right now in prayer because we got to end it off right. God, oh Heavenly Father, we call upon you because you are a good God, an awesome God, a loving God. And I ask you to bless all the callers, the listeners, and all our special guests. And all our kings and our queens on the show, to definitely, you know, bless us and put your heavenly blessing on us and put us in your bosom whether we're going through situations, whether it's a burden, whether it's our finances, please bless them, God, and let no weapon, shape, or form prosper against us or our families, God. And please, there might be somebody listening, God. I want you to touch them, whether they're homeless or they're sick or they're going through something, God. Please touch them with your heart, God. Please put them in your light and put your holy blessing on them, God. Without you, there is no us, God. And we thank you and we love you. You put the food on our table and you pay our bills when we don't know how we're going to pay it. You provide us with shelter. You provide us with a breath to breathe, and you wake us up every single day. And we thank you, God, because you are a wonderful God, and I love you, and we love you. Thank you. In your name we pray, amen. Good night,
amen.
People.
Good night.
Good night. Later. Peace, Queen. Love y'all.
Peace,
and King.
Love y'all.
And King. Later.
Beat me up. Beat me up.
Beat me up, Scotty.